And it's people in your neighborhood. And good morning, everybody. And this morning, I am joined by Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Did you ever watch Seinfeld show?
Sometimes I did.
Yeah. Well, do you remember what was his name? The big, tall, skinny guy.
Kramer.
Kramer, when he'd come skidding into a room. I just kind of did that, didn't I?
You made it just right on the, I mean, just by a hair.
Hair of a chinny chin chin.
That's right.
Yeah. I may have exceeded the speed limit a bit, but.
That's right. You're the mayor. You're the mayor. It's okay. It's
like... I try not to pull the mayor card very often. Well, the thing I have to talk about today isn't wonderful news, but there are always changes in our lives, and Roxanne Heason has resigned as finance officer after 15 years of just doing a tremendous job. She has skills and experience and heart and a great attitude and just total commitment to her job and her team and the city of Fort Pierce. So we will miss her tremendously. But she had an opportunity, and we wish her well. So now we have two of our most high-profile jobs in the city that will be open, and they're also among the highest compensated. And so the Public Works Director job is still open. We have talked to a few people, but just haven't quite found the right candidate for that job. And but if anyone is interested in knowing more about that, we always have information on the city website. And we just had the meeting yesterday to talk about, we updated the job description for finance officer and talked about compensation and whether we want to move a few of the responsibilities around. But so that's not announced yet, but if anyone has interest in it or would like to know more about it, we would be happy to talk about it. And while Roxanne's still there, it might be a really good opportunity to talk to her about the job.
That's right.
But the bottom of the salary range on that one will be $80,000. So it's a good job, but you know there's a lot of responsibility in a finance officer job, you know, from the budgeting, the revenue projections, human resources. I can't even think of all the responsibilities that there are. Ordinances, codes, all of the business functions, the fiscal accounting and all of the business functions of a city. And so anyone with an accounting background and are looking for a change and an opportunity to work with a great team of people, I just encourage you to call or look online or send us an email or, you know, however you want to get a hold of us.
That's right. It's like this. It's like Spider-Man. It's like with a great power comes great responsibility.
That's true. That's true. I've never thought about it being like Spider-Man. Have to change the job title, maybe.
I guess maybe so.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was we had a meeting yesterday with the contractor who is going to be doing the reconstruction of the Bad River Bridge. And we've known that's going to happen. But yesterday we got a lot more details. And so the thing that will impact Fort Pierce the most is the 10-foot width restriction. And so that is going to be an issue for ag vehicles and the probably the greatest challenge is going to be handling the traffic from Highway 83. Because a 10-foot width restriction on Highway 83, where the Fort Pierce Bridge is the only connection between Midland and Oklahoma, that's important. And so I hope people are listening and passing the word that the months of April and May, probably those are the time frames. It's not specific, but April and May, just be aware of that 10-foot width restriction going through Fort Pierre, because it's kind of the only neck right there going north and south.
Yeah.
So we're happy that it should be done by the time we have start having all of our rodeos and other events. So it should be done. And pedestrian traffic is going to be limited a little bit. And so you might want to think about using the little pedestrian bridge, which is just a block or so down the river. So I'll keep you informed as that takes place and let you know where we are.
Ajay, I'm ready for the rodeo events.
Yeah, I know bet that. You are.
I am.
I think you are becoming a real resident then of this area when you become a rodeo fan.
Hey, that's right. I know. I always wondered. I asked people, "Is like, how long do you have to live somewhere to consider yourself a, you know, like a South Dakotan?" And I don't know.
Well, like I'm not sure either.
I'm not really sure.
I'm not sure either. I've lived here all my life, so I can't tell you. I can't relate to that. but we're happy you're here, William.
Well, it's great to be here. I'm saying the people are great, and it's just I've been lucky the last couple winters I've been here. I'm sure my luck was going to run out eventually at some point in the wintertime.
Yeah. Is spring
that's all right
here?
I'm yep, hoping spring is... Today is the first official day of spring. But
well, I don't look at the calendar, though. Yeah.
People's been telling me, it's like, just because it's spring here, it says it's spring in South Dakota, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get spring weather.
Yeah, we frequently have an April blizzard and you know, one of those little, just last shot. That,
yeah, I know. Jody told me about one. She remembers one, like, I think it was like end of April or something one time.
Yeah.
Like, but you know, that's all right.
And I know we could use moisture in whatever form. So I don't think it'd break anybody's heart.
Definitely, it's been pretty dry here. I mean,
yeah,
really need some moisture out there.
So I think that first weekend in April is prom weekend in both Pierre and Fort Pierre. So probably not that weekend.
Yeah.
But we don't control that, do we?
Yeah, that's right. You don't.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for coming in. It's good to see you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.